The views and opinions expressed by individuals on the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the network, Guys Guy Radio, and its platforms. It's Guys Guy Radio. Here's your host, Robert Manny.
Welcome to Guys Guys Radio. This is your host, Robert Manny, welcoming you to the show where men and women can be at their best and everyone wins, Guys Guys Radio. We're here to inform you, inspire you, empower you, and get you to think, feel, and who knows, maybe even act by virtue of the journeys, stories, experiences, and insights of the guests I bring you each and every week to the show, and this week is no exception. Today we're going to talk about what's going on planet Earth right now and what's planned for us in the next 5 years going forward. You know, there's a revolution of love that's naturally occurring as the Earth's frequency is rising. There's a lot of things coming off of the sun, a lot of bursts of energy there, and it's been measured with the Schumann resonance that the frequency of the Earth is rising. What does that mean? Well, at the same time as the Earth's frequency is rising, humanity stands on the precipice of some alarming global changes that have been predicted for how we live by the year 2030, and everybody has an important role to play, as our choices that we make now are going to determine how much freedom, peace, and love we and our children and grandchildren will enjoy. And this is a time on Earth where there's a great opportunity, and it's going to show us why we're here and how we can pull together important pieces that have been missing from our awareness at this time to be able to help raise the frequency of the planet. That means the vibration of the Earth has been rising over time, and they've measured this, and it makes for many changes in a positive way. But also there's a lot of stuff that you might have read about around the year 2030, some plans for how the Earth is going to kind of be managed, if you will, and it's a little bit troubling there. But our special guest today, Hope Ives-Murren, she's going to invite us to remember how powerful we are as visionaries and creators, and about our power and how to break the spell of our human limitation and paint a high-frequency path to a positive future. I know that sounds like a mouthful. We're going to get into it. Hope has a book. It's called Love's New Earth, and it's all about what's going on and some of the things we can do. She weaves together stories, experiences, wisdom from a lot of different resources, and the book is a practical, tactical, and empowering handbook to check out for what's going on in the planet today. So Guys Guys Radio, special guest, Hope Ives-Murren.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, Guys Guys Radio, it is the interview portion of our show, and for our YouTube and Rumble viewers, you can watch the interview there. And today we're going to talk about Love's New Earth. It's a book by a first-time guest on Guys Guys Radio, Hope Ives-Murren, and it's all about awakening to your collective true nature as love. What does that mean? We're going to find out. Rays of Hope, Reasons to Prevail. It's really all about a guidebook to what's going on today on our planet and all the dangers that are out there and things we can do to protect ourselves and raise the frequency of ourselves and our planet. Let me tell you a little bit about Hope, and then we'll get into our discussion. Hope is an advocate of biogeometry, a science that deals with the energy of shape. It uses shapes, colors, motions, orientation, and sound to produce a vibrational quality that balances one's energy fields. She's also a practitioner of several wisdom traditions and teachers, very well-studied individual, obviously, including the Hawaiian temple healing with Kahu Abraham Kauai and Hari Uhani Jim, Sadhguru Yogi Vasudev Inner Engineering, Craig Hamilton's Evolutionary Life Transformation Program, and so much else. And she's written this book, one of many. She's channeled some books about Christ consciousness, and I want to talk to her about her conversations with what Jesus had to say and what Christ had to say there. But Today, we're going to talk about this book. It's called Love's New Earth, Awakening to Our Collective True Nature as Love, with rays of hope and reasons to prevail. Welcome to Guys Guys Radio, Hope Ives-Morin.
Thanks, Robert. It's a joy to be with you today.
So tell us about kind of your personal journey. How did you get to the point where you've written this book? This is one of, you've got a half dozen books that you've done, and a couple of them about conversations with Jesus and things like that. You're just a regular person, but you went through some changes over time and you started to be able to channel information. So tell us your story.
Well, I was always a I'll see it and then I'll believe it kind of person. And I had some experiences where I was where the veil lifted and I was experiencing unconditional love and telepathy from my higher self or my guides. And that was one of the sort of actual experiences that made me realize that there was far more going on here than meets the eye. Once that door was open, I started reading lots and lots of spiritual books, had a group of friends, and we would meet regularly to talk about various things. And one day I had a channeled reading, and she said that I was an artist, that I was psychic, and that I could channel. And so I started channeling my higher self or my spirit guide shortly thereafter. And since then, it was a hugely transformative time in my life. And it changes everything because all of a sudden, you're never alone. You always have a resource of like, what the heck's going on here? What is my next step? Help! And it's been hugely transformative. My book writing has been basically a result of my channeling. And I hadn't really considered myself a writer, but I had these books or these stories that came to me that I was instructed to write up. And I ended up having an experience, which I shared in the second book called Be the Second Coming, which was around using my focus and energy in a meditative space with the assistance of my higher self to bless and transform people on the other side of the world. And there was evidence that this was actually happening when it was done. And so it's been a winding kind of strange journey that I think I have to pinch myself once in a while and say, how did I end up here? But this most recent book was an assignment as well. I had been sort of hunkered down during COVID and I hadn't really spoken to my higher self in a sort of a traditional way. And so I tuned in and was told it was time to write another book. And I said, well, what's this one about? And they gave me this poem that I wrote up in a little booklet. And that's free to download from my website. And then I wrote the book and I've been trying to share its really, really critically important message with as many people as possible, because we are at such an amazing choice point on this planet. And it's such an opportunity now to step into another level of who we truly are. As there's huge support as the Earth's frequency is rising.
Okay, a lot to unpack there. Let's start with, you went to, you were told that you have the ability to do channeling. Then you went home and channeled. How did that, I mean, it seems like, you know, too easy. What happened there? How did you start channeling? Somebody said you could channel and you went home and started channeling? I mean,
actually it was 3 months later. Okay. And the woman who told me that became a friend, so I was talking to her all the time. But essentially, it's quite simple, because we are in communication with our higher self, our spirit guides, all the time, whether or not we're talking to them or not. And so what I did was I got a piece of paper and I just sat quietly and I asked internally or out loud, is there anything I need to know right now? And there'd be something that would arrive in my head and I would write it down. And it feels like you, it sounds like you, it is you. But after a while, I would get a word, then I would get a sentence, then I would get a paragraph, and then I got a whole page. And at the bottom of the page of writing down what I received in my head, I got, ask me a question. And I said, "Well, who are you?" And
Good
I received,
question.
I am your guide and teacher." And that started a dialogue that was just amazing and huge. And I re have realized over time that, there's only one of us here. There is no separation. And so any sort of individuation in that realm is truly me at a higher level.
Now, what for occupation, if you don't mind my asking, what were you doing? Where were you in your life when all of this happened? You said you weren't kind of a necessarily a spiritual person. You were like Doubting Thomas type, like show me and I'll believe it. So where were you in your life, and then how did this change happen so quickly?
I was taking care of my kids at home. I have three kids. I had two at the time. Well, maybe three. No, two. And so I was, staying at home and doing what needed to be done to raise my kids. And prior to that, I have a forestry degree, and I've done various landscaping and forestry kind of things.
So once this happened the first time, did you ask for the name of your higher self or guide?
Yeah.
And did they give you a name? You don't have to
They
say it if you
did.
don't want. Okay.
Yeah, no, I won't say it, but it's funny because that name had been banging around in my head all my life, and it's not a name that you encounter
Okay.
in normal life.
Okay.
So
And
yeah.
then so you start to get this information and you start to ask some questions. So then how often did you, I'm asking these because I think everybody out there would really want to get granular on this. Like, how does this actually occur? Because my understanding is, and correct me if I'm wrong, Hope, is that everybody has these abilities somehow inside them that most, for a lot of people, they're latent because we're too dense or whatever. But some people, we have have more of an easier ability to break through. So what happened then? You started asking questions, and then how often did you do this channeling?
Well, it's like a new toy. You play with it a lot when it first happens. And I would ask questions like, I'm driving down the road. I asked, why are there all these dead animals on the road? And I received the answer that they were wanting the people who were driving by to realize that they were in the landscape, and it was important to, remember that, because I lived in the suburbs at the time, and it was not normal for people to be out in the woods. So I asked if there's anything I could do about it. And they said, well, whenever you see a dead animal, say, all life is one, may you be blessed. So it was very practical. That's something I do to this day.
Now, you mentioned that when you did this channeling, you've done some work and people were impacted on the other side of the world. How did that happen? How do you know that?
I was guided to do a series of meditations balancing the energy in a certain part of the world. And when that energy held, after I did it over and over each day, it held after a while. I went down and I was instructed to work with people. And at one point, I ended up in a conference room where I was blessing as a Christed being would bless, from purity, from unconditional love. Somewhere within us all, that there is that pure self, and I was able to access it in those times. And I got to the last person in that conference room, and his heart opened, and I realized that it was Slobodan Milosevic, the head of Yugoslavia, who at that time was having a lot of warring and ethnic cleansing going on in his country. And I w would go back and visit with him, bless with him, counsel him. And that would have been the end of it, except for the fact that one day my guides took me to a realm where there are flowers that don't exist, colored flowers that don't exist in this plane. And there was a man there, and he said, the work you're doing is real, and look for evidence of it. And the next day, in the headline of the New York Times, was a huge banner headline saying, Milosevic yields on NATO's key terms, allows 100,000 troops to occupy. And so that was evidence to me that this was going on. At a couple years later, I researched what had been going on, and it does appear that he did have a radical change that was, he had been so difficult in the past that nobody trusted him. And then all of a sudden he was more like a sort of a pussycat, and everybody, didn't trust him in a sense because of that radical change. And that was further evidence to me that something I had done, and perhaps others were doing it too,
So
had impacted him.
how did you forgive me, how did you communicate with them? Was this your higher self speaking telepathically with his higher self, or were you did you feel like you were physically in the room? Were you remote viewing? How did that work?
Good question. I would close my eyes and I would be typing what I was doing, and I would visualize myself in a room with him doing it physically. So, obviously I'm typing, so those hands, physical hands, were not in the room with him. So I don't know
Okay.
if that helps explain
Yeah,
it,
yeah.
but
Okay. My
and
special
it's
guest.
possible to do that.
All right. I'm here. Hope Ives Morin, my special guest on Guys, Guys Radio. We're talking about kind of what's happening on the planet today. Hope's new book, Love's New Earth. And one of the tenets, if you will, of the book that I've gotten out of it is that the world is splitting. The frequency of the world is ascending. The world is splitting in two. And for a lot of people, they're going to say, how do we know the frequency is ascending? Everything's more chaotic than it ever has been. And then if it's splitting in two, and I'm kind of all in on the new frequency and love and change and being open to whatever that becomes. And there's a lot of people that are like, I don't want things to change. This is the way I grew up. This is how the way things are supposed to be. And I'm a boomer, and you're, I think, closer in a boomer. And like we have friends that we're friends with, but we're probably going in different places. How does that all work?
Well, what is happening now, as I understand it, is the Earth's frequency is rising. And so when that happens, that means everything on the planet has to adapt. The entire environment we live within is changing. There's evidence for that in the Yuga cycle, the 28,900 year cycle, or 25,000, excuse me. Where our entire solar system is moving around a central star. And when we are closer to that central star, we have higher potentials, possibilities, longer lives, etc. When we're farther away from that star, we're kind of in the situation we're in now, where there's war and suffering and a lot of ignorance of who we truly are and what our potential is. And we're leaving the worst time of that cycle right now, moving into a beautiful, uplifting, time after a period of some sort of reorganization and probably some chaos. So that is a frequency rise marker in my mind. In addition, the Schumann resonance is rising, and that assists the communication of all life all around the planet. And it has traditionally been 7.8 hertz. Now it's up to 35, 99 at various points. And when there's a higher frequency, there is more information conveyed or possible to be conveyed. And so that opportunity we have right now is to know more, see more, be more, communicate more easily. And so the split that is happening is essentially between people who are locked into war, suffering, victimhood, mainstream media's assessment of things, and a new possibility. And that's really what my book is about, this new possibility of creating a new earth. And we humans are powerful creators, very, very powerful creators. And so we need to reclaim our focus and focus on what we do want. And so the two earths that are being formed right now are essentially a striation from frequency. I don't know if you've ever seen cymatics, where you have, say, a vibrating plate and there's sand on it, and forms, designs and forms are created on it depending on the frequency that's put into the plate. And as the frequency rises, the design on the plate shifts and evolves. And it's an organic, natural sort of process like that, where we are being called on to shift and change. Our bodies are changing, the way we think is changing. And so there's this wonderful opportunity that I'm hoping to share with people through the book.
So we're in kind of the tough part right now. Do they give you whoever you're channeling with, do they provide any type of an since in other dimensions, if you will, my understanding is that everything's happening at the same time, that we see linear time, then that's because we're in the third dimension. That's how we experience things, this and then that and then that. Whereas everything truly is happening all at once. So even a split, it's all happening at the same time. Everything's happening at once. For our audience and for my edification, what's the time frame? I'll put that in quotes, that you come to understand as to when some of these things are going to happen, where it's going to get more chaotic and then it's going to get better. What are we looking at there? And what are some of the things we're going to be facing with, faced with? And what can people do to raise their own frequency and prepare for this?
Well, that's a really pithy question. I don't necessarily have an exact answer because it changes all the time, depending on how we are, who we are, what we're doing, how we are engaged with this organism of life that we're embedded within. And so we are embedded within nature. We are embedded within, the influencing life forms on this planet. And as we are an uplifting force within that, these transformations happen more quickly. And if they happen more quickly, it can mean greater chaos, I'm told. So
What's your
it
sense?
sort of depends. And it depends on how we are in our own life, as well as how we are in our collective expression of working with the systems that are attempting this transformation.
Well, it
So
seems. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
that's really, I'd like to hear what you were going to
Okay.
say.
No, I was just going to say that, it seems like the powers that be, if you will, are getting more of a tighter clampdown. So as people are raising their frequency and the collective consciousness can impact things, people have power that they don't realize. And it seems like the people who are in power know that. And there seems to be more and more systems being put into place, whether it's 2030 agenda and all that stuff to keep people kind of in place. Is talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, there is a plan in place called Agenda 2030, where there are systems of central bank digital currency and what do you call it? Ways of being in
It's control.
organized. It's a
The
control
controlling system,
structure.
right? And that's kind of my question. So if that's as we're, we're, it's being noticed that we're things are ascending, the frequency is rising. The powers that be don't want to give up that power. They're going to really tighten the screws. So how does that work? How do we
So
get through that?
well, our task is to not grasp onto what they're doing, not be in fear about what they're doing, to be very neutral about what they're doing, and simply choose to create a higher potential world in its place so that that world becomes obsolete. There's a Buckminster Fuller quote about you don't want to try and fix an old system. You just want to create a new system that makes the old one obsolete. And that's our work right now, because pushing against those structures only embeds us more into their grip and the energy of that, and it feeds that system in a way. And so we need to, like, gently and elegantly extricate ourselves to the degree that we can from systems that are in a control structure, but we need to actively, joyfully, excitedly, lovingly be working toward creating a new earth paradigm for the highest and best good of all concerned. And that's our task.
But with the folks who are in control and realize that things, that people have power and the collective consciousness can change things, and a lot of the people themselves are not aware of that necessarily, And as the clampdowns get tighter and people become more compliant and just accepting of what is and say, well, it's just all about the money and I've got mine, and people aren't, they don't interact with each other as much as they used to. And digitally, it's another thing where everybody, nobody even talks on the phone anymore. It's all texting and, you know, YouTube or whatever, or TikTok. And so what's your sense as to how this can kind of work out in a positive way, because it seems like things are, the frequency is raising, but the clampdown's getting tighter. And people, mm-hmm. a lot of times we saw what happened a few years ago, everybody kind of goes along with things sometimes in a surprising way. And a lot of things that are being fed out there in mass media that I can't believe that people, just on a daily basis, what I read and see that people are just buying into a lot of things, and even the monetary system where it's all based on kind of nothing in a lot of ways. How can the good guys win? This has to, it seems like it has to be, the whole thing has to, and I'm not a proponent of this, but it seems like you, as you said, you kind of can't fix something and that's so broken unless it really breaks.
Right. Well, we are in a position to take control over our own lives to the degree that we can. And that is our task. That's why so many people have moved to the country, are planting gardens, building communities, really working toward greater self-sufficiency to manage to survive during a transition period of time where perhaps food, water, shelter, things like that would be unavailable. You know, there's all sorts of catastrophes that are out in the media about what could happen to create havoc in our sort of mm-hmm. systems of Earth. And what we need to do is insulate ourselves to the degree we can, create systems that will help us join together. Wherever you live, in an apartment building, in a suburban neighborhood, in a rural place, you already have a community. And what our task is to gather together all strata of our human societies. You don't have to agree on politics. You don't have to agree on a religion. You don't have to agree on anything. But we need to come together to create community, because some of these forces are essentially attacking humanity at its very heart and core, you know, working to separate us from each other so that we're attacking each other. And we need to counter that, realizing that that is part of a strategy being used to control us. So we need to find our friendships within our local communities again, and work to come together in a very practical and meaningful way. You know, decide on, you know, how are we going to get through this if we don't have electricity for a month? You know, what can we do as a collective to make this work? And those kinds of things are really important right now, because it is a daunting task that we are faced with at this point. And staying focused on what it is we do want, finding alternative media to follow beyond mainstream media. Those are two avenues for educating yourself if this is all new to you.
You know, it's interesting because it's not all like black and white, if you will, because the mainstream media can give you some real information and some of the alternative media can give you some nonsense also. So that's the other thing where everybody has to weigh, okay, you know, I don't want to get all my news from Facebook, but people are doing that. And then you're going to get the good with the bad. And then if they start clamping down on what's allowed there, then you have repression going on in terms of being able to have the right to express an opinion or put information out there. So just on a daily basis, what can regular people do to kind of prepare themselves and get through this? I mean, I ordered some prepper food that's in a big plastic container so I can go for like 100 days or something eating. But I have some water put aside. And then what do you do with the electricity? And how do you get, you know, what can people do? I mean, that's the practical stuff. But also, I think meditation and doing things spiritually, because it's a mind, body, spirit thing to prepare for what could be coming. And then again, with the timing, It could be 25 years from now, or it could be next month. We don't know.
Right. Well, that brings up a really good point. I'm so glad you brought that up, because one of the primary things we need to do is to plug back into our own inner divinity, our own inner source, our own spark of eternal life. And from stillness, from meditation, from just sitting still, instead of looking outside in the world, looking, you know, scanning social media for your news and what to do next, sitting and being with yourself on a daily basis is hugely important, because that will protect you. That will protect you. You will not miss the cues of, oh, I need to go over here right this time. And, you know, for example, when there were people who had a dentist appointment on that morning of 9/11, which is the date we happen to be recording this, they weren't in those buildings. And, you know, that's the type of thing that protected them. For some reason, they had this impulse to be elsewhere. You won't miss those impulses, and those will assist in helping us all to navigate through the maze of transition time that we're faced with. What we are by default getting our information from is the mainstream media, the movies, the YouTube, the Facebook, all of those things. And those images are stealing our creative power. Our thoughts, our focus, our consciousness is hugely powerful. That's one reason why we're in this situation, because we are needing, they are wanting, you know, the folks behind the control structure want to steal the power of a human. A human is hugely powerful creator. And we need to investigate that. And we will learn more about that when we're plugged into ourselves and not pilfering our energy in the outer world in the way that's so easy to do in this time.
Okay. Guys, Guys Radio, my special guest is Hope Ives-Murin. Channel and author. The new book is Love's New Earth, Awakening to Our Collective True Nature as Love, with Rays of Hope and Reasons to Prevail. We're talking about what's been going on, what's coming up, and how we can get through it together. So you are a big proponent of going within, as I am. How can people learn how to connect with their higher selves and get the information that's going to help them? I had a really bad month about a month ago now, and I'm just getting through it. I got way off. Fortunately, I was prepared, because I've been doing so many things on a regular basis to really help me. And then some bad stuff happens, and I knew I wouldn't be able to do the things I do every day because some stuff could happen. And sure enough, a whole bunch of stuff happened, and it was like one thing after the other for like a month straight. And I felt separated from source. And finally I said, show me, instead of asking for, do this for me, show me how I can do this. Show me where to go. Show me how. And everything changed when I asked for that instead of just asked for a result. Show me how to do it. Talk to me.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, there you are. That's the really potent thing to be realizing, is we don't need to ask. We are that. You know, we have the divine spark, the creator spark within us. We are that expression. We have those capabilities. And to expect to be sort of served on a platter what it is we're seeking and looking for doesn't serve us at all. And it's kind of crazy when you think about it. If you knew how powerful you were, you would laugh. Mm-hmm. And so your difficult times that you went through, perhaps there were things that you let go of that were in the way of moving forward in some sense. This is a hugely transformative time. Time is speeding up, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so we need to really jettison what's holding us back, because we cannot necessarily do all the things we did before. If time is speeding up, our days are a little shorter. Mm-hmm. So maybe we got to let go of that thing that we always did. Maybe mm-hmm. we have to streamline. Maybe we have to get rid of, you know, half our clothes, or, you know, do something that makes life easier in a faster timeline. Mm-hmm. And so letting go is a big piece of that.
That's amazing you said that, because I looked at the things and I said, okay, they go into three buckets and there's a theme for each one that are all the same. And it's the same word. I'm not going to say it here, but I know what it was. And I said, okay, how do I deal with this? And I had to get into a forgiveness mode, a release mode, and ask for help in terms of cutting energetic cords and things like that. But when you ask, when you go inside, a lot of times you get answers to at least say, this is what you needed to learn from this stuff, even if it's really painful. Like there's a lesson here. So you can either wallow in the pain, or you could say, what's the lesson I'm supposed to learn? And how do I move forward? As painful it may be, it's going to free you up. Like you've been talking about, we're going to go through these tough, chaotic times, but on the other end, it's going to be really good if we can stick with it, help each other, and make those human connections. So, Hope, I know you channel, and you've channeled a whole book about the Christ consciousness, and of course, that's different than just I don't mean to say just, but I mean there's Jesus, and you've done a conversations with Jesus, and also embodiment of the Christ within. So, talk to us a little bit about the difference for people to know out there. You spoke to Jesus the person, or Jesus through Christ consciousness, and what is the difference?
It's all the same in my mind. Jesus embodied the Christ consciousness, as do we all, at various points and stages in our evolution. But the Christ is essentially the expression of God, or the expression of oneness, the undivided, within us all. And so it's associated in a religious sense, but to me, it's simply that expression of divine oneness. This reality we live in was created by a creator. And so the creation is an expression, in a sense, of that. And so we have the opportunity to embody that Christ, and it's within us all already. And the only thing that is keeping us from that level of expression and understanding and sight is our patterns, our wounds, our sufferings, our behaviors, and our limitations we have around what's possible for us.
Our
So,
separation, right?
separation. Yeah. It's so convincing. It's so
Yeah.
convincing. There's only one of us here. There's two faces, two bodies on this screen, but one of us here at the level of consciousness. And I share a little bit about the Vedanta teachings that I've studied.
Those
And
are yogic teachings,
well,
order of.
it's a means of knowledge for
Okay.
understanding who we are as consciousness. It
Okay.
came through India tradition, with the teacher James Schwartz, who I had mentioned in the book. But yeah, it's very helpful to know that we are consciousness, and then there is a creator that has created all of this, and that consciousness appears as this creation in the Vedanta understanding.
So
And
God experiences itself through us.
yes, except we are consciousness itself, as are all things, including God. And so it's a little bit confusing, and consciousness is not something that we can make into a subject object thing, because there is only consciousness
Right.
here. So
Okay.
it's if that's of interest,
All right.
pursuing that study is helpful.
Well, we talked before we got on the air, and I threw a little curveball at you. I said, since you've been channeling and since you get some information, can I ask you a question on air? So let's try it now. You were amenable to that. So what is it? What do I need to know right now?
What does Robert need to know right now? Robert has been working very hard toward creating a new level of expression for his creative informational conduits. And so, if he were to focus more precisely on bringing each and every avenue that he works with to a single point of origin that is deep within his heart, deep within the clarity of understanding his own divine spark, it would emanate out in a more exuberant way, and be in service to the transformation of the whole of all the beings who have the opportunity to listen to the work that is shared through his organization and programs.
Fantastic. Now, can I ask a very specific question and see what we get?
You can. I don't promise anything on specific
Okay.
questions. It's more a shift in perspective.
Right. Had some items, did a couple of moves recently, and had some items that's quote unquote kind of are missing. And it's been one of these things where, in one way, you want to just say, forget it because it's a real hassle to like chase it, chase the issue around. On the other hand, you know, when you're dealing with quantumness, things can just show up. You never know what I ask for some guidance on that.
The things we hold in this world as treasures are simply not. Anything that is gone is perhaps freeing you to a higher frequency item in a similar category, or an opportunity to open a new door in your life that perhaps those doors had blockaded in some way.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, fantastic. So, Hope Ives Morin, you're a fascinating individual, and I love the work you're doing. I love the fact that you're a regular, quote unquote, regular person that's come to this, and that you're being a, you know, that I have a connection with you, and we're hopefully helping people get through what's coming up. Are you optimistic?
Oh, very. With a name like Hope, you have to be.
Yeah.
I am, but optimism is something we need to feed because it's being sucked out of us,
Got
and it's a really good practice to think, okay, what do I want to do? What do I want to create? What would I love to see right now?
Got it.
Play
Okay,
with that.
great conversation. Where can people find more about you and your books and your work? Hope Ives Morin. I know you don't do a lot of social media, so where can people learn more about you?
I have a website and it's at freedomsart.com or my name, hopeivesmoran.com. That's MauraN. Or the book title, lovesnewearth.com. They all
Fantastic.
go to the same place. I am not on social media.
Well, thanks for being on Guys Guys Radio. Great job. Keep doing the work you're doing. We'll have you come back again. All right.
Thanks, Robert.
Thank
It's been
you.
fun.
The station that makes you feel good. UK House Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Okay. What a fantastic and fascinating conversation, and an important one with our special guest, Hope Ives Morin. It's a big concept to wrap our heads around, but basically, it seems like the powers that be have some things in store for us, and it may not be of your liking or my liking and our collective liking, but there are some things that we can do, and we have some things working in our favor. For instance, the frequency and vibration of the earth is rising. That's been measured through the Schumann resonance and other things, but it's rising. So that's a good thing. When the frequency rises, we can push ourselves above fear and put ourselves in a place that we want to be in. Now, there's a person by the name of Deborah Roberts that Hope quotes in her book, and she has channeled some information that I think is pretty important about. Where you put your intention is where you're going to be. And so if you put your intention on the negativity, you're creating a negative place for yourself. And this is all part of manifestation where you want to put yourself in a position to attract the good things to you and feel like they're happening while you're thinking of them and wanting them to happen, but releasing yourself so you're not beholden to a specific outcome because the outcomes that you have are probably infinitesimally smaller than what could possibly happen for you. Some really good things that can happen. So, the separation that we create between each other is a denial of the divinity that is out there, which is about oneness. Now, forgive me for getting too metaphysical on all of this stuff, but this is important that
when we have separation, that's all about denying divinity, because divinity is about oneness, that we're all together in this thing, and that everything is part of divinity. That means you and me and all our friends and family, as well as all the animals and all the trees and just inanimate objects. Everything comes from the same place, if you believe that. Everything comes from the same place, and therefore everything is defined. And I know for myself, as I've studied a lot of metaphysical and spiritual stuff over the years and interviewed a lot of spiritual teachers on Guys Radio, that recognizing the divinity in everything is probably the most important lesson I have learned in terms of making my life better and therefore helping make the world a better place to be. So you got to start with yourself. Go inside, learn to love yourself, realize that spirit is experiencing itself through you and expressing love through you, and that makes us a part of everything and a part of spirit, and there's no denying that, and therefore there's no separation. So even if somebody bothers you and they're a pain in the neck and you really don't necessarily feel great about being around them, they're still part of divinity. So if you can just release that and go about your business and stay positive, that's probably the best way to make this world a better place. Learning how to become aware of everything that's going on, learning how to support local business, use cash, limit your time online, and really be prepared for anything that could happen is another thing you want to do to really stay safe and stay prepared with the changes that may or may not be taking place in the next couple of years. Okay, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of Guys Radio on UK Health Radio. We're back next week with another great show. And until then, like I always say, guys, finish first.